Well, the news and analysis and investigation organization Daily Maverick has got us talking in a very, very interesting way, I must say, by deciding that they're going to shut down. Don't worry if you're a fan of the site. They're not shutting down. They're just shutting down for today. And the point they're trying to make by a day-long, 24-hour shutdown is that, what have you missed by not being there? But more crucially, they're trying to make the point that if we don't invest in journalism in general, we will have problems. They have put this up on their website. Daily Maverick is shut down for today and today's date. Without journalism, our democracy and economy will break down. Journalism helped save South Africa. The posting continues. And then they say, now we need your help. How can you support? And there's a tab for business and there is a tab for individuals. So let's talk about this, because this is not a uniquely South African problem. It's a problem all over the world. For example, newspapers have been massively challenged, not recently, but for a good while now, by the extraordinary availability of news and information on devices. And that's always proved harder to monetize than it was when you handed over 2.50 and got a newspaper. So what's going on, but more crucially, what can be done about it? Dr. Iraj Abidian is somebody who's looked at this closely. He's chief economist at Pan African Investment and Research Services. Dr. Abidian, welcome. It's good to have you with us on the show. What do you make of this particular problem? Because you could say that the media, in a way, is not that different to Kodak. Things move on, times change, and in a way, we have to accept evolution for what it is.
Yeah, good afternoon, John, and good talking with you after a while, and good afternoon to our listeners. I think there is a big difference between Kodak and the evolution of technology across all our life, wherever we look at it,
yes,
and the role that the media plays in its not just giving information out, but also doing the background technical investigative analysis, and which goes way beyond facts. I mean, digital media has got obviously a role, but it spews out information every second, but a lot of information are contradictory, they are not analyzed, the background is not clear. Some of them are very exciting, but some of them also false, etc., etc. So in general, John, in democratic societies, and more specifically in constitutional democratic societies, the role of media is as indispensable in many ways as the role of the other three estates, being government, be it judiciary, and so on and so forth. So, and the fact that it's a challenge now, because we are in transition from the good old newspaper to the new platform, digital, and no society has got it right yet. But the role of the media cannot be in a way dismissed very easily.
So let me ask you this. I mean, they're asking business to make contributions, and they suggest a number of different ways. They talk about funding for particular investigations or research projects. They talk about the need to have much better information about what's going on with our failing cities, which I think is a fair description of most of them, if not all. But What would you say to the argument that business would say, well, we do support the media, we take out adverts, and we're not of a mind to invest in organizations simply with a contribution. We'd rather position ourselves in terms of what we're trying to achieve as a corporate in it's fair to say, difficult trading conditions.
That's true. I mean, the reality is that, as you alluded to, the advert that the corporates and retailers and wholesalers and other manufacturers were taking, they have disappeared. Look at Pretoria News. Where is it now?
Yes.
How do you get that ad to the hands of the residents of Pretoria and Tshwane more broadly? How do you get the ads and how do you reach out to your potential clients? Now, this potential client can be buying canned food, or they can be buying something that is relevant to their welfare, which is information. How good are the counselors? Where are the corruption taking place? Where are the good things happening?
Yes.
And And that is where at the moment we don't have it. The reality is that outside the possibly Cape Town and Johannesburg, there is no media that can reach out to the masses of our nation. And as you know better than me, that massive and important segment of our society is not served by digital media.
Yes.
The role that the media plays in good governance is very critical. Corporates need to say, well, how do we, in a democratic constitutional democracy, what role do we redefine in this situation to make sure that the fourth estate operates as effectively as the other three estates, the same way that they do get involved in the three estates when any of those estates go wobbly. But it's not a clear-cut thing, and it's not as simple as I take advert and I go home and I have no other responsibility. The game has changed. The evolution of the environment around us in terms of how do we make sure that this fourth estate is responsible, is effective, and is able to deliver on its responsibilities. And that requires a rethink on the part of the business and to some extent on the part of the government to create incentives for a better, smooth-running society.
Thank you so much, Dr. Iraj Abidian, Chief Economist at Pan African Investment and Research Services. Your own thoughts, who should be investing in the media and why? Give us a call. It's an issue raised by Daily Maverick shutting down totally for 24 hours today to make the point that, as they say, journalism is in crisis and we need your help. What do you think? Give us a call.